Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed. In this episode, I'll be interviewing Tom Parry.
Actor, writer, comedian, director, joker, smoker, midnight toker, cactus owner, shower fan, neck model, space cowboy, gangster of love, Maurice. Tom Parry, welcome to Inside the Comedian.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Stay in your seats. Thank you for that reception. Don't. Seriously, no.
Whoa.
Thank you.
That has never happened before.
Thank you.
That has never happened before.
That's awe, David.
Wow.
And I get that an awful lot.
They are stealthy standers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Incredible. That's it's like they are well practiced. Do they follow you everywhere?
Well, it's a standing silence. That's what my act normally provokes.
Right.
People stand, then they leave.
I feel moved to stand and no more.
Yes, that's it. And just they stand, they stare. Sometimes for as long as 5 minutes.
A lot of Quakers in.
Yes.
A lot of Quakers.
That's very much my audience.
Now, when you Google the words Tom Parry,
yes,
the top result is a series of estate agents across Northern Wales.
Northern Wales, yes, that's very true.
Is that you?
That's very true.
Is that you?
Would that it were.
Oh, that's a shame.
Would that it were.
So no secondary revenue streams through the selling of cheap Northern Welsh properties?
No.
That's a shame.
I buy them, though. Ironically, I'm the one who buys them off him.
Wow.
Yeah. We have this kind of strange symbiotic relationship.
I don't think that's symbiotic, because, you see, that's not mutually beneficial, is it?
No. I'm in deep to this.
That's a hell of an addiction you've got there.
Yeah, but I'd just like to see another Tom Parry do well, you know? I think I'll scratch your back.
That's it.
And then he goes. He leaves. He scratches back.
Did you always know that you wanted to wear shorts well into your 30s?
Well,
did you always know?
I was thinking about that just the other day, because it's April, and it's shorts o'clock.
as today's weather has proven,
this is probably the last week of jeans for me.
Really?
Yeah, it really is.
Well, and you wear shorts until when? When does
Oh, until middle of October.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Until the cold wind blows.
Just the one pair, or?
Upsettingly, that's probably true. Normally I have two pairs on rotation.
Right.
That'll last me for about 3 years.
Right. When you say on rotation, one on, one off, right?
It's no, not... 1 month on, 1 month off.
Right.
So I'll rest them. I'll leave them fallow.
Fallow for a month.
I'll have fallow months.
To make them more fertile.
Yeah. Of course.
That's what we need.
Give them a chance to dry.
To dry and to grow fresh produce.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They have to be... They're never short shorts. They're always baloney length.
Right.
And
Baloney length. How long is a piece of baloney these days?
Well... luckily for me, my knees are exactly a baloney length below my hips.
That's a good way to measure it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And then a short sausage above the sock. So I only measure myself in meat products. It's strange for a vegetarian. I don't eat it, but I do employ it.
Right.
Yeah.
Without the sacrifice of some animals.
Yes, that's right.
You simply can't be well dressed.
No, that's true. That's
what true. A terrible curse for a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful.
Absolutely.
We'll get on to your career in comedy, if we may.
If we have time.
If we have time, it's
yes.
True. Oh, my God, we need to power through. now, people will know you best from the peak of your career at the very beginning.
Yes.
when...
Start strong. Peter out. Good friend of mine.
Good.
Do you know Peter out? Not many people do.
No. He disappeared. What happened to him?
He's been very quiet for a lot of years. Been very quiet for a lot of years, Peter out. It's a real shame.
Yeah, he was everywhere at the
beginning. Really was. He couldn't move. Couldn't move for Peter. And I thought, he's going to be around for a long time. And then just...
We were wrong.
Said, no, just
we
off, were wrong off about he went. That.
Oh, well.
What a shame.
What a shame. But at the very beginning, you exploded.
Literally, yes.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Which is a hell of a way to announce yourself.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I had to...
You're looking a lot better, though.
Yeah, those shorts had to go fallow for 2 months.
I can imagine. But you exploded onto the scene with a cheeky sketch trio, Punky's Brewsters.
That's right. Yeah.
Alongside Melvin Chair and Bill Slouchley.
Yes.
Now, how did the three of you meet?
We never did.
Really?
That's the weird thing about being in a sketch group. Even on stage, it looked like we were talking to each other, but we'd be talking past each other.
Right.
And just coincidentally, it happened to work in a good timing capacity.
Yeah.
It was kind of coincidence more than anything.
It's sort of simultaneous monologuing.
It really was.
It's just with sympathetic pauses.
Yes,
that's all it
that's
is.
That's right. And then it would kind of coincide into... an act.
Yeah, many people think that sketch comedy is mostly just some friends being friends in front of people with very poor material, but...
you've read the reviews, then.
I have. Well, I've received some as well.
Yes, but, yes.
But the truth is we're not friends at all either.
No, it's very true. Oh, no, we met at Sunday school. And we started off by doing sketches about God, and then that... God stopped being that funny,
right.
So we made up other things instead.
Right, what do you move on to after God? It's mostly poos and wees.
Poos and wees, and then animals.
Animals.
And then just land.
Land-based humour is...
Yes.
The best form of humour.
Oh, absolutely. There's acres and acres of material. quite literally.
A rich seam to mine.
Yeah. So to plough, if you will.
Or to plough, yes, absolutely. You could plough that rich seam.
Yeah, the land-based years were fertile, isn't it?
The theme. Are you fertile, do you know?
Oh, well, we've moved into the hard-hitting stuff quite quickly here.
We could wait till the end to discover.
Upsettingly, I received the news yesterday that because of all the draft that my crotch has been a party to after years of shorts wearing, not as fertile as I once was.
For God's sake, man, if the doctors have said it once, they've said it 1,000 times. Keep your genitals compactly tight and very warm.
Yes.
That's the only way to remain fertile. Oh, terrible. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. But we can go back to happier times, if you like, before the
Please.
News.
2004.
Now, with Punky's Brewsters, your...
Punky's Brewsters.
Your Edinburgh shows were legendary. They were fast-paced, huge characters, no expense. Did you know then that you were creating something quite special?
We knew we were creating something.
It's always a good place to start.
Yes, that's right. People always said our shows started...
That's very generous of them.
And they finished. They definitely finished eventually.
Wow. So no one can demand their money back.
That's very clever of you.
I did a show once that started but never finished.
Wow, golly.
It's still going on. And so, quite unprofessionally, I just left the stage. And it's still going on now.
Wow.
I think they're quite furious about it. Each of your shows was utterly different from the last. I remember the one with all the paper props.
Yes.
The one with all the shouting.
Yes, of course. Yes.
And the one with the baldly structured sentimental ending. Now... were you the driving force behind that, or was it a team effort?
If you can't make them laugh, make them cry.
Right.
That's a motto that we sobbed to. I was very comfortable with the shouting.
Yes.
Often the same word, repeated.
Always nice. Easier to remember.
Yeah,
easier
absolutely.
To remember.
And the sweating, that was me.
That was your idea?
That was my idea.
Did that take a lot of practice, or...?
You know what? It just kind of happened. I think it was Nottingham on a bank holiday.
Right.
And it was a Sunday night. It was a very packed club. And we got on stage and it became very apparent that they weren't going to enjoy what we were doing.
Right, yes.
And so I just thought, I'll try something now, and kind of broke into a cold sweat. And would you know it, they really responded to that.
That's good. How did they respond?
They started talking amongst themselves.
Right. It sounds like they had a lovely evening.
And heading to the bar, but you know what? Any response is a good response.
It's all we want, really. So it's all we want.
Kind of kept the perspiration.
I mean, yes, it's true.
To this day.
You know, when it works for you.
Absolutely right.
Have you had your sweat glands insured? Yeah.
I literally can't turn it off.
Has working with two such aggressively macho performers like Melvin and Bill caused any friction over the years? I mean, there must have been some tussles.
Yes, literally a lot of friction.
Really?
Yes, we travelled.
Wrestlers, were they? Instantly grappling each other to the floor.
I have actually got I've got a huge scar on my head from Ben launched me into a doorframe. Bill launched me into a doorframe.
It's easy to get Bill and Ben mixed up.
Yeah, very much is.
I mean, they look identical to each other.
They do. So yeah, there have been the odds. I nearly broke his ankle. He nearly cracked my skull. And the other one was unscathed.
Bloody Melvin.
Yes.
Always the coward, wasn't he?
You're thinking that they were a different group. The
coward.
Coward.
Yeah, no, you're right. Quite right. Yeah. I do get all of you white men mixed up. You're not a shy performer either, are you? I mean, speaking personally, I think I've seen your genitals more than I've seen my own.
Yes.
Do you plan those bits like Will Ferrell, or does the moment just take you like Louis C.K.?
Wow. I'm a great believer in nudity not being an issue. I feel very comfortable being nude.
Right, and how does everyone else feel?
Oh, they can't. They find it appalling.
Right. Yeah. Yes, but any reaction.
Yeah, any reaction. And any reaction, I think, is what we were looking for. I think we feel I think we feel just as comfortable making someone recoil.
Yes.
As we do laugh.
Right.
Or cry.
Right.
As we do groan.
Right.
It's just that we don't make them laugh as much as we should the other things.
Right.
I mean, that's the problem.
If you do an hour of recoiling, I think you may have failed in your job as a comedian.
Yeah, that's it. It's performance art.
It is. That is what performance art is.
We've crossed over.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
As your Edinburgh show soared like an eagle, numerous TV pilots followed like an eagle's friends. each more confusing than the last.
Yes.
I mean, there was the Punky Brewster's show, Punky's Pet Shop, Punky's Panty Parlour,
yeah.
Punky's Put the Kettle On, Punky's Picked a Peck of Pickled Pepper, Punky's Pill Popping Pickpocket Pack a Mac and Ping Pong Check, Punky and Dex Saturday Takeaway. Why was the wall so unwilling to take your shit?
Wow.
That's... Speaking from a man who's been given zero pilots.
They just kept giving them to us, didn't they?
They did. They did.
If at first you don't succeed, fail, keep failing, and then really fail.
Right.
I believe Samuel Beckett said that.
I think that's right.
I mean, it's an interesting question why something that almost works live definitely doesn't work when it's filmed.
Right.
And I think it's got a lot to do with... Do you remember how those South Americans would believe that if you take a photo of them, it steals their soul?
Do I remember that? You and I have never been to South America. Oh,
you remember the talk of it, don't you?
Oh, yeah, no, hang on, it's a vague memory.
You remember the talk of it, don't you? Those South Americans.
If you take a photo of them, yeah, fine.
If you take a photo of me, it steals my soul.
It steals
that's
your soul.
That's what they say.
And film is 25 photos a second,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's right, yeah. And I think with us it was a case of if you film our act, then it exposes the flaw in its writing. So I think it was a very similar thing, really.
Sure. One show finally did stick, I have to say. you may disagree, but this is your career. Oh. And it's the high point of it. So we're going to...
It's quite upsetting how uncomfortable my career makes me feel.
It's true, but at least you're not the rest of us. One show finally did stick. It was BBC Three's Rent Boys, which was a flatshare sitcom about some immature men.
Yes.
Where do you get your ideas?
Well, I mean, at the time, only two of us lived together.
Right.
So it was actually quite a leap of imagination.
Yes.
We'd constantly be having to think to ourselves, but what if the other one was here as well? And then write him in accordingly, and that's quite difficult.
Where would he sleep?
Yes, that's right. We had to invent another room, which, you know, I'm no Welsh estate agent. I mean, you know, I can't just conjure up descriptions of property willy-nilly.
No.
In fact,
you're saying the other Tom Parry conjures them up willy-nilly?
Yes.
Do you have any proof these properties exist?
Well, I've bought most of them. I don't ever get to see them.
So it's a lot like Monopoly.
Very much so, but with a Welsh accent.
But sadly, Rent Boys only ran for four episodes before the BBC decided it didn't know what it was doing anymore and shut the channel down altogether.
We were famously the last sitcom commissioned by BBC Three before it was thrown off air. And this is a true story. We were rehearsing the final episode of Series 2, not knowing that it was going to be the final episode. And the producer took a phone call and walked away, and we were like, oh, we're in the middle of a scene. And then he came and took the director away, and then the script commissioner, and they had a huddle, and we were still doing our lines. And by the time we finished the scene, the channel was off air. And then, the good thing about that is that we were never cancelled.
Right.
The channel was moved off air.
Right.
We no longer suited online content.
Right.
We weren't cancelled.
The medium was destroyed in its entirety.
Right.
But you were not cancelled.
No, that's right. We were not. We would rather take the whole ship down with us than just three of us get into the lifeboat.
But you did survive. I mean, you didn't. Well, your lives haven't been cancelled.
No.
You would go on to then do a solo show like all the best people from sketch groups that are just economically unviable.
Well, a lot of people don't realise this, but it wasn't actually a solo show. The other two just perfected the art of disguise.
Wow. What were they? A yellow T-shirt and some shorts?
I did go on to do a solo show, yes.
Yes, you did.
2 years ago. Three years ago.
That's right. It was called Tom Parry, Parry Tom Up the Khyber, I think. It's one of those excellent fringe show puns.
I mean, my next show will definitely be called that. Oh, that is so good.
Well, you're welcome. You can have that.
Thank you.
I won't even charge for that. it would seem churlish. So is the talk of another show? What's next for Tom Parry?
Well, the first show was called Yellow T-Shirt.
Right.
And I did manage to sell a lot of T-shirts off the back of that show.
So the next one will be called Welsh House?
Oh, look at this lovely living room.
It's fantastic.
Oh, it's a two-hander. I mean, I sold over 500 T-shirts.
Wow.
And I've sold over 50 DVDs of the show. So I'm thinking of maybe the next show being called Blue Gilet.
Right.
Because the markup on a gilet is surprisingly good.
Is that right? Are they dirt cheap? But they look bulky, so you want to pay more, don't you?
Yeah, well,
it's all feathers.
What you do is you buy a cheap jacket.
Right.
And then you cut off the sleeves. And then you add £50 to the price.
What are you going to do with all those spare sleeves?
Cozies. The doctors ordered me to wear them on my ankles.
To improve fertility.
Yeah, just to improve my fertility. So it's win-win.
Who is Tom Parry? Who is Tom Parry really? What do you do for fun? In your spare time?
I hunt. Which, again, for a vegetarian, is very strange. I don't kill the animal.
Right.
I just let them know I could have. So it's kind of like an ethical...
Do you hunt with a gun, or
yes.
Is it a...
Yes. I hunt with a gun, and then I kind of say, oh, could have.
Oh, you never pull the trigger.
Never pull the trigger.
It's just about sneaking up on an elk or squirrel.
Yes, that's right. And then just letting them know.
Looking into their eyes, they know.
They know.
Their number was up there.
That's right, that's right. And then,
off they go.
And then I feel good about myself. And
right.
They check themselves and think, oh, I've got to be more careful.
It's a service.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it makes me feel very good about myself.
Do you ever do it with big game hunting? You know, big trophy hunting? You know, a giraffe?
I hunt trophies regularly, yes. Right. Not only those shops on the high street.
Yeah, there's loads there.
I go in, I pretend to get my key cut. Then I just turn around and go, could have. Went to one of those little ones.
The little ones, yeah, little ones in high school.
Oh, I can't take on one of the big ones.
Oh no! They would see you coming a mile off.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got a shotgun underneath.
That's right. That's what it is.
You're a big football fan, aren't you, Tom?
Physically.
Yeah. No, but also emotionally, I'm thinking. Big fan of the sport. Big fan of the sport. Do you regret your World Cup single?
What? Good old football?
Good old football.
You know, you've got to try these things.
You've got to try them once.
You've got to stick it out there. Good old football. Good old football. Give it a kick and hey, hey, hey.
That's how it went. To a beat, wasn't it?
It was to a beat. Me and Keith Allen. We'd been at the Groucho for 3 nights and we thought, give it a go. And there it was.
You did the good old football bit. What was Keith doing?
The hey, hey, ho!
Oh, right, okay. That is more in his wheelhouse, I suppose.
Well, yeah, he was paralytic. He didn't know what he was doing. We tried to get some footballers involved, but no one was really interested.
No one.
Carlton Palmer. That's a name to conjure with, isn't there?
Yeah.
Two people really enjoyed that reference. Yeah. Carlton Palmer, very...
Who's Carlton Palmer? Inventor of the ham. No?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. He was measuring my suit at the time.
He had some bologna on him.
Carlton Palmer, meat tailor. Everyone needs a career to go into after football.
And so few choose meat tailor, don't they? That's a great shame. That's a great shame. Well, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for. But
don't be afraid.
Tom Parry... In time, I will learn. Tom Parry, thank you for letting us inside you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Inside the Comedian with me, your host, David Reed. More information about my shows, both live and recorded, can be found at MrDavidReed.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.